Sam Edmund joins me, though, SEN Chief Reporter, and he's got a couple of bits of breaking news. I think you've just tweeted a bit out about Collingwood's injuries. Welcome to you, Sam. Great to have you on.
G'day, Dwayne. Good to be with you. Before we get to the Pies, a lot of talk about elephants today. I think, where do you sit with it? I know on your poll here, Ross Lyon's winning. Keep the big elephants.
Yeah, I understand why Blighty's philosophy worked. I think when you are older and you're set in your ways, you might not necessarily be of the belief that you need to change. So it depends on what kind of bulls you've got. And when it comes to elephants, I reckon they'd be pretty set in their ways, wouldn't they, the elephant?
They don't move where they should a lot of the time. No. I think you've got to keep some big elephants, though, don't you? And if you get rid of all your big elephants, then the lions come into the enclosure and you get munched.
Well, unless, and here is the issue, Sam, unless you really trust the draft coming up. So if you believe in this draft crop this year as being a really good crop and getting three of the top 15 picks is going to, or four of the top 30 picks, and you trust your recruiter, then I reckon selling off and culling is the way to go. If one, you know your job's safe. So if you've got the ability like a Blighty to be such an icon of the game, you know you're not going to get the flick in a hurry. And you trust your recruiter to go out and get the right kids. And you know this draft crop is good. Because what we've seen a couple of times, Sam, and the Gold Coast are going well now with this crop, but this is their third go at it. So they've had a couple of goes before and haven't quite got it right. Maybe one of those two times.
And why? Probably because they didn't get the big elephants right, Dwayne, I would have thought. And I think, keeping with the African safari theme, you've got to keep some big elephants, otherwise there's no one to protect these foals that come in, is there?
Yep. No, that's true. I think Carlton maybe cut too hard. That could have been one of those. They sent their kids to the wolves, if you like, early on. But I think overall, I would probably lean more towards Blighty's philosophy if you know this draft crop's good. So I think if you're North Melbourne now, or you're Sydney now, or you're Hawthorn now, or you're Adelaide now, and you reckon this draft crop at the end of this year is going to be really, really good, like last year's is proving to be, then I'd be selling and trading, and I'd be getting as many of these kids in. But that's also if you trust your recruiter. Boy, they're important to the clubs these days. So, there's a bit
heavily compromised.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. This draft coming up, there's a lot of father-sons. But you can still bid for them. You know, I think Port Adelaide's in a situation where they're going to bid for one academy kid from the Adelaide Crows. I think it's almost a certainty that they'll have a bid for Daisy Borlase's lad. So, you can still bid for them.
Indeed. Let's get to the Pies, shall we? Now, Adam Treloar, Dwayne, always a lot of interest around Adam Treloar, facing a real race against time now to feature in Collingwood's likely finals charge. I think we can call it now. His latest setback, Adam Treloar, it was initially thought to be, and I'm quoting the coach Nathan Buckley here, albeit in the immediate aftermath of that tear against the Swans. He called it minor. It's ultimately going to sideline him for as long as 6 weeks. So he does, though, shape as one of three big inclusions right on the eve of the finals. So Jeremy Howe with his knee, Jordan Dugowie with his finger. Certainly the latter rather than the former, but both are considered likely to play again this year. Be a massive boost for Nathan Buckley's side. Now, Adam Treloar got himself into peak condition just prior to straining that hammy for the second time this year against the Swans at the Gabba on August 6. He'd already copped a separate hamstring injury and a calf strain this season as well. So unless something changes, that puts Adam Treloar back in the mix for selection around mid-September, Dwayne. Obviously right at the end of the home and away season, so not much room for error there. He is said to be motivated, though, desperate to get back, and he's doing a lot of rehab work with his close mate up there, Jeremy Howe, in the Queensland hub. Now, Howe is said to be weeks ahead of schedule in his recovery from a ruptured PCL, a medial ligament damage sustained in that really gruesome collision, wasn't it, against GWS on June 26. Now, a lot of people saying no chance of playing again this year, at the best, major doubt. But a chance meeting last month, Dwayne, with members of Essendon's medical team in the Gold Coast transition hub that Howe had to fulfil his 2 weeks in, saw some of the Bomber staff there stunned at how much progress Jeremy Howe had made. That a similar situation with Devon Smith going back, obviously, a season earlier. Jordan Dugowie, all but certain to return for the business end of the season, is my understanding as well. He had surgery on that finger in Perth on July 17, straight after the Cats game. So he fixed the flexor tendon in that right middle finger, but he's maintaining his fitness up there, running and sprinting, absolutely no issue, obviously. So he's been able to maintain peak fitness. And they're getting a few back this week too. What a game this is against the Demons, Dwayne. Hugely important. They get Darcy Moore back, Pendlebury possibly, Jamie Elliott, Will Hoskin-Elliott as well from that bone bruising. And this is a final eight shaper potentially for both sides. And the Ds, looks as though they won't have Max Gawn as well. A day off today, they'll train tomorrow, but the expectation is Max just won't get up. Of course, he's got a PCL problem of his own. He's obviously got the shoulder muscle strain as well. So a decision on the skipper, you'd think would be somewhat influenced, don't you think, by the fact the Demons just have to keep winning, Dwayne?
Yeah, the Demons do have to keep winning. The interesting part for Collingwood, I reckon, given that all those players are starting to come back, you'd rather have a full list heading into the finals with all those guys fit and rested and finish 7th or 8th at the end of the home and away season than finish 4th and have Pendlebury sidelined and Dugowie still not available for you. So getting your players fit is going to be huge, I reckon, heading into the finals. And we don't know what the AFL is going to do with this week off. So that might add an extra week for Jeremy Howe as well. We might get a week off before the finals start. We don't know what's going to happen. We're quarantining. We don't know what's happening. And we opened the show with it yesterday, what's going to happen in terms of the finals draw, what the fixture is going to be like and whether you get to choose your home ground. I asked Alex Witherden Monday about whether the high-ranked team should get the choice of which venue in the finals. And we talked about it. We opened the show yesterday with it. And it must be true because Jake Niles run with it today in The Age. So he's gone to that story and written it up at length as well, that it looks like it's going to happen now. So if you finish the higher of the ranked teams, first as opposed to fourth, if Brisbane finish fourth and Richmond or Collingwood or Geelong or Port finish first, then first we'll get the opportunity of the games having to be played in Queensland of nominating Metricon as opposed to the Brisbane Lions home game at the ground of the Gabba. So given that Jake's written that today, that looks like being a factor as well. So a whole heap of stuff to talk about. It's going to be fantastic. This season, it would be bizarre to say, but it's a great season, isn't it, Sam? At the moment, for the amount of...
Oh, so many questions. So many subplots, aren't there?
Yep. You've got a bit of Crows.
And just getting back, Dwayne, to the Collingwood boys, I suppose the delicate decision they will face is that what do they do with those three guys who, by the time finals roll around, would have missed that much football? Do they bring them all back? Do they bring some of them back? But we do see it more and more, don't we, that players are able to return from long layoffs relatively seamlessly. I mean, such is the science and the professionalism behind training now, albeit they can't do a lot of that full ground contact work that they would do as an entire team. But they wouldn't be doing much of that anyway, such as the rapid firing of the fixture at the moment. And I'll leave you with this, Dwayne, just to repeat the news. Duday, obviously, Adelaide's standing captain, out for the remainder of the campaign with that hamstring injury. So when it rains, it pours. He'd been one of the few shining lights, hadn't he? So he's out for the year for the winless Crows. Rory Sloan getting back just in time to skip at the side against the Bulldogs at the weekend. But Tom Lynch, the forward, is out with his own hamstring strain as well.
And the Victorian government still got their fingers crossed that the numbers drop dramatically enough to have a grand final here?
That's the party line at the moment, Dwayne. But privately, they will tell you that they've all but given up hope of retaining the grand final. It's merely the line of thinking is there's nothing to be gained rather than the slight chance of egg on the face if they, you know, for lack of a better word, surrender the grand final now. They point to the fact that who knows what could happen in some of these other parts of Australia. Like, they've even pointed to cases like New Zealand, which obviously now has a little cluster in Auckland, and they've been going so well. So if they did give up the grand final and Perth had an outbreak or a second wave, or Brisbane had a second wave, which we certainly hope doesn't happen, then there'd be backlash from that as well. But I think it's definitely on the move. And then we get into talk about compensation and who has the ace up the sleeve to actually host the grand final. You know, will the WA government come to the party and sanction 60,000 at Optus Stadium, which would make for a overwhelmingly compelling case, wouldn't it? Albeit the relationship has been a little frosty at times between the AFL and the Premier there in WA, Mark McGowan.
Yeah, well, if things got worse in different states as well, and no state could have crowds, then obviously you would hold it at the MCG, given that if no state can have crowds, well, you might as well hold it at the G anyway. Lloyd Christmas, Sam, the 1,000,000 to 1 chance. So you're saying I'm a chance?
That's right. From
that, you still once you 1,000,000 to 1, it's still a chance. Great to have you, Sam. Always good to talk to you. Oh, you had news on a cat before you go.
Nakai Cockatoo, we all got pretty excited, didn't we, a couple of weeks ago when Chris Scott brought him up in a press conference. Speaking of people who haven't played a lot of footy, and there's so much potential and excitement around Nakai Cockatoo. Well, Chris Scott speaking moments ago, he won't play again in this upcoming round. So perhaps, I think he conceded it as well to the media this morning, that he perhaps got a little bit too excited in raising his name a couple of weeks ago. So we're just going to have to be really patient for Nakai Cockatoo to make his return.
Great stuff, Sam Eben, SEN Chief Reporter, joining us. Back to your calls. Let's open the gates again for Midday Madness for Supergates. Stuck at home and need a new fence, 25% off Supergates. Do-it-yourself kits, call Supergates today. That number, the Werribee Kia open line, if you'd like to jump on the line, 1300 736 736. Back to your calls next.